Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody and or respect somebody, it doesn't mean that you don't see their flaws. It just may mean that you are conscious enough and discreet enough to keep your mouth shut. You know how things that we say can be taken out of context, and sometimes even when you're joking around with a person, playing around with a person, sometimes the things that you say, the words that you use can really, really damage a good relationship that you had going on. Because there are a lot of people out here who are insecure about certain things. And a lot of times they're insecure about things that are very obvious. You know, they may be insecure because they're overweight, or because they're too thin, or because they don't have hair, or because their teeth are messed up, or because they have bad breath. Or because, you know, they have bad BO, or because they have a bumpy face or acne or some type of visual thing that everybody can see. But people tiptoe around it. And people who are afflicted with those conditions and are insecure about them are just waiting for somebody to point those things out. You would think at a certain age, at a certain time, at a certain mindset, they would already prepare themselves for this, but they don't always do it. So it only takes one time When somebody has been throwing back a few, just smoked a little bit, popped one, did something, whatever, and they let it out. They may be letting it out as a joke. Y'all might have been playing the dozens. Now, you play the dozens about what's actually true, and somebody mad at you. They real mad. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to talk about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Liquid confidence is what we're talking about. Liquid confidence. What y'all know about having liquid confidence? You ever know somebody who is bold to the bone? They are Hercules once they get a couple of drinks in them. You know, they can do anything. And they'll tell you. Liquid confidence, baby. Liquid confidence. You know how many babies been born because of liquid confidence? I'll rock your world. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of that, man. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sundays. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight. We go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I feel like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. We talking about liquid confidence. We talking about a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Get all of the truth that you can get out of this wine or liquor. The beer's quicker. Made you, your heart pump like a tick. Is it true? Have you ever witnessed it? Have you been a part of it? Have you ever had somebody that was close to you, cool with you or whatever, start talking all of this crazy stuff after they started drinking? And they started saying stuff that was kind of true. It was true even if it wasn't true, because it kind of revealed the way that they think or that they have been thinking. At those times, man, you know, even our logic, not being under the influence, seems to take a hit. Because I think that the logical way to look at it would be like, yo, they was drunk. They was all messed up. So they started talking about things and saying things that they shouldn't say. That's how we should look at it. But instead, we look at it like, oh, that's what you really think. That's what you really think. Oh, so you never really liked me, or, you know, you've been jealous of me, or you don't think what I have is good, or you don't think the way that I act is nice, or you don't really think that I'm pretty, or you only think that I have what I have because of somebody else. And it gets a little crazy. It gets bad. It can get bad. But for some reason, we take full stock and belief that whatever they're talking about or whatever they have said under the influence is how they really feel. Is it? Is it how they really feel? So we can only trust people, you know, when they are uninhibited under the influence of alcohol or some type of substance. Look, I got to watch I got to watch the use of, they almost don't want you, like, YouTube is so whack now, like, they don't want you to say nothing. You can't say D-R-U-G-S without them being like, or they want to flag your channel, and it's crazy. You got to, like, the freedom of speech is taking a terrible hit. Like, you can say it, but guess what? They're going to make sure you don't make no money. Like, go ahead, say everything you want to say. But if you want to get paid, then you better chill on out. So you can curse, but if you say certain words that aren't curse words, like racial epithets, you can say nigga, but you can't say N-I-G-G-E-R. And that makes sense to you? Okay. Anyway. Sober mind, a drunk mind speaks a sober tongue. Do you believe it? What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Care Bear always around here. Good to see me some, y'all. Thanks for coming on through. Carol Chamberlain says, I think it gives people courage to say what they normally won't. And I think that that's true. Here's the thing. If it gives them the courage to say things that they normally won't, let's take a look at that. By the way, y'all can call in, man. We got Blog Talk up. I'm keeping a close eye on it. If y'all see me look over here, it's because that screen is over there. And, you know, I'm just making sure that the phone line don't drop off. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, the problems that we had yesterday, the little experiences that we had yesterday. Hopefully we can keep this thing steady, but I'm keeping my eye on it. We good. But anyway, let's take a look at what you just said, Carol. It gives them the courage to say things that they wouldn't normally say. My thing is, why wouldn't they normally say it? Why wouldn't they normally say it? What's the reason? Would they not normally say it because they're afraid of you? Would they not normally say it because they didn't know how to say it? Would they not normally say it because it was mean? Would they not normally say it because it didn't need to be said? Would they not normally say it because you don't deserve that to be said to you, especially in the way that they may have said it when they was drunk? Why wouldn't they normally say it? We know people who don't get drunk or don't get high, and they say all kinds of outlandish, crazy shit and stand behind it like, well, it's the truth. Y'all just don't like, you know, people who tell the truth, as if insulting things or derogatory things are the only truth that is out there. Anything that happens, anything that's actual and factual is the truth. So why is it only the big things that they think people sweep under the rug? And it's not. We got enough negativity out here to fill up as many barrels as we needed to. We ain't short on it. So why wouldn't a person say certain things when they're sober that they would say when they're under the influence? Carol says, maybe all of those, especially if they're afraid of the reaction they'll get. Yeah. Or if they just don't want no smoke. No, they don't want no smoke. Like, for example, Carol, let's say I started drinking again and I start mouthing off and talking all kinds of shit. You know, I start just letting it out. Maybe I started talking about things I don't even really know that much about. Like people who listen to this show that I may not know personally, never stood in front of, never got a 360-degree view of what they look like. And what if I just start talking shit based on what I've seen people write when they have participated? Because I'm drinking. Is that really the way I feel about them? Because I don't even have enough information. So I'm just speaking about what I think I know. But I'm under the influence. Now, normally, like if I wasn't under the influence, first of all, I wouldn't have the audience to say it. And there probably wouldn't be any need to say it. So why is there a need to say it when I'm under the influence? You know, I might not say it when I'm sober because I'm acting like I got some sense. Like, what good can come out of me saying these things? What good can come out of it? Am I looking for a fight? Am I looking for an argument? Am I looking for attention? Carol says, I'd cuss you out. Some people might need an audience. Right. But when you're drunk or you're under the influence, you don't need an audience. Your audience is whoever is right there. You know what I mean? I've been drunk enough times and been around enough drunk people to see that you will make your own audience when you've been drinking and whatnot. If you could be home by yourself tossing them back. You know what you're going to do? You're going to pick up that phone. People say they drink alone. They really don't. They drink alone, but get on the phone. They're going to get an audience before they go online, start talking. I know plenty of people who I know go online when they drunk or they high, and they just start talking about all kinds of outlandish, crazy, stupid stuff. Going back and forth with people. And, you know, you can't trust that stuff that they saying because they ain't. Are they speaking a sober tongue? Are they speaking a sober tongue? No, they're not speaking a sober tongue. They're speaking a drunk tongue. Or, I'm sorry. Are they speaking a sober mind? No, they're not speaking a sober mind. They got drunk tongue and drunk mind. Because anybody who has drank a lot, see, people who don't drink or don't really drink, they don't really get the full experience of what it's like to be a drinker. And for those emotions to come over you when you start drinking, you know what I mean? Those emotions, the way you felt about things that have happened in the past, even the recent past. Like, yo, the people at my job just be doing me dirty. You know, they don't give a fuck about me. And you know what? My kids never really loved me. They really so selfish. You know what I mean? If Mother's Day came around, they ain't buying me nothing. Father's Day came around, they don't even act like I'm their father. You know, they stepfather. You know, they mom's boyfriend and they her mom, they mom's husband. They treat him like way better than they treat me. I did everything I could for my kids. And that's what drinking makes. That's how drinking makes you feel. So if you were already feeling some kind of way about something, especially some injustice that has ever happened to you, boy, is it going to come out when you start drinking. Alcohol itself is a depressant. It doesn't get you hype. It's a depressant. It brings you down, especially on the inside. It brings you down. So even if you acting wild on the outside, it's a depressant in that it makes you feel. It makes you feel like, man, shit is fucked up. Why do you think when people say that they're stressed out or they're going through something or they're having a bad day, I need a drink? Because that's the substance of choice for people who are going through it. But it makes it worse. It makes it worse. Don't nobody start drinking and be like, I mean, you got a few happy drunks out there, like. But for the most part, it'd be like, I can dance now. Like, if you didn't dance before, if you were scared to dance in front of people, alcohol is going to make you dance. If you were scared to sing in front of people, alcohol is going to turn you into a karaoke star. To be real, it's got to be real. What you think? But yeah, it makes you, if you are already going through something when you're under the influence of alcohol, it's going to multiply how you felt about it even, you know, 3, 4, 5 times. So people who you would normally show respect to, show favor to, they might not want to be around you when you're drunk, because when you're drunk, it gives you this feeling of independence, this feeling of I'm not going to take it anymore. That's why people like to get drunk. It gives you that, yeah, yeah. At the same time, it gives you that, yeah. Get to talking about how your parents didn't raise you right. Your mom never told you that she loved you. Your dad, he never came around. How your cousins, they was always stealing from you. Your brothers and sisters, y'all disunited. It could be because y'all got different fathers, whatever the case may be. Y'all was never, you know, your family. Alcohol is absolutely the, your friends will treat you more like family than your family do drugs. Alcohol is absolutely that one. Yo, man. Alcohol is the, your friends treat you more like family than family do substance. I'm telling you, you got to believe me on this one. If you're not a drinker, you might not have experienced it. But anybody who drinks knows. You be thinking about all the betrayal, all of the haters, all of the people who never did you right, all of your exes. That's why people be calling up their exes when they be drunk. I just want to say one thing. No, I ain't calling you because I want to get back with you. I just want you to know that I know that shit you did and that you was doing and that you was trying to do. I just want you to know. There's a reason that they don't do that when they sober. Because they know they're going to sound dumb. See, when you sober, you have to live with the decisions that you make right there, right then and there. Because somebody going to check you like, what the fuck did you? You know when you sober and you do some impulsive, crazy, off-the-wall shit, you know somebody going to get on your phone, send you a text or something like, what the hell is wrong with you? Somebody going to pull you in a room and be like, yo, why the fuck did you do that? You're going to have to deal with it right then and there. Even if you were feeling it, it's going to be like, well, but he shouldn't. See, when you're drunk, you ain't got to deal with the consequences right away. Everybody knows not to try to use logic with you because you're under the influence. So they got to wait till the next day. If they remember the next day, they might have to wait till another time when you are sober. They can't address you while you're drunk. So they just going to let you get your shit off. So you don't have to deal with the carnage that you have. That you have caused when you drink it. You ain't got to deal with it. You can wait. Wait until after the hangover and all of that. Because it ain't no use in nobody trying to beat some sense into you while you drunk. Or talk some sense into you while you drunk. You're drunk. That's what it's for. Another thing that drinking can do is it can take away not only your inhibitions about what's appropriate and what is right to say and do, but it can also take away your inhibitions sexually. Shout out to all of the people out there, all of the men that have had to feed their woman a little bit of wine so you could get a little wine. You had to give her a little wine so you could get a little wine. So you don't never get a blowjob at home? Give a little alcohol. It'll increase your chances. It's not a guarantee, but I bet you it'll increase your chances. You know what I mean? All you got to do is dial 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. Dial the number. If you want to ask a question, if you want to make a statement, if you want to give an example, if you want to dispute a claim, if you want, listen, the lines are open. You know, you can call in. You could be a part of this show. You could bust it up. I'm not the type that cut people off when they start talking about things that I don't want to hear or that I disagree with. You know, you get a chance to get your shit off. 319-527-6199. And please hit the like button, y'all. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Carol, thanks so much for putting the number up there. 319-527-6199. Hit the like button. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every day, whether it's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show or the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Today we talk about liquid confidence. Liquid confidence. A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Does it? Does it? I don't know. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And also, Muvendu Singh. He said, do you think the Eagles are going to make it to the Super Bowl? Yup, in 2025. I know they're going to do it. I just have this funny feeling. It's like, I can't fight this feeling any longer. Yep, 2025. Eagles, baby. Got a new defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio got a new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. But I can guarantee you, the Eagles will not win another playoff game in 2024. Not one more. So being as though the Super Bowl is a playoff game, no, I don't think they're going to win this year. But that is my team. Carol says it does loosen some inhibitions. It does. And you know, Carol, you have to really think about the reason that it loosens your inhibitions. Like, why does alcohol make you more receptive to certain sexual behaviors or even sex, period? Why? Why does it relax that? Why does it get some people in the mood or increase their libido? Why? You know what young men find out? This is why a lot of young men drink. And I don't know if a lot of women know this. But young men find out that when they drink, when they're drunk, when they have sex under the influence of alcohol, it makes them last longer. It does. So for all my 2-minute brothers out there, 30-second, you know what I mean, barely get a chance to put it in before they start nutting. Yeah, alcohol allows you, I don't know why, but it does. So if you were only able to last 5 minutes, alcohol is going to get you up to 15, maybe even 20. The thing is, once you start doing it and relying on it too much, you put yourself in a position to not even be able to get hard anymore. Like, you too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. It happens. It's not ED, erectile dysfunction, is not just for old heads. It can happen to anybody, because a man's dick is directly related to his mind state. Your mind ain't right, your dick ain't right. And those are facts. So women, if y'all remember, if you've ever dealt with a dude that always came over your house, or every time y'all did it, he wanted to drink a little more. He wanted to, or he was already drunk when he came over to your crib, it's probably because that was helping him out. It was actually working for the both of y'all. Kind of crazy. But it's a fact. It's a fact. Carol says, I hate when people have been drinking and decide to call me, all whining and just rambling. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they're doing. And that wouldn't be so bad, except they don't even be remembering a lot of the stuff that they said the night before. You got to be reminding them, well, you said we was going to blah, blah, blah. And they like, I said that? Yeah. And that's why when they say that a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, that's why I say a sober mind remembers the things that it does and says. I ain't say that. Yo, if that ain't their mantra, what is? I ain't say that. That's not how I said it. Well, tell me how you said it then. Said what? Like, can you repeat what I ain't say? Can you repeat what you said that I didn't say? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. So, yeah. Drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. I ain't say that. You lying on me. Like, no, you said that. You said that. Have you ever... If you've ever accused somebody of doing something that they didn't do, that you really thought that they did, and you outright accused them, and you found out later on that they really didn't do it, you know what's going to eat you up, because you're going to be like, even if there were other things that separated y'all and, you know, stopped y'all from being cool with each other, you're going to remember how dumb you must have sounded and looked when you outright with confidence blame them and accuse them of doing what they did not do. And for years, it can eat at you. It can eat at you. I got an example. When I first started doing comedy, I was so hype about it. And I was so ready to, you know what I mean? I wanted to get on stage all the time. And I was messing with this girl, and she lived down Maryland. She was actually from Virginia. She came to Philly, finishing up school here in Philly, and then she moved to Maryland. And I went down to Maryland to see her, and this is in the early 2000s. And when I went down there, I had just started doing comedy. The first time I ever stepped on stage was July 17th, 2002. So this was that summer. So I went down there to see her, and I bought this new amp. I had a you know, speaker box in the trunk, and I bought this new amp from Best Buy. We went to the Best Buy down there. And I wanted to hook my box up. And my man called me. He was like, yo, son, you know, we can do this show. You know what I mean? I got a couple of dollars for you. You know what I mean? Come. And I was like, my dumbass left her and went back up Philly. At the time, I ain't really think nothing of it. Like, listen, I'm doing what I got to do and blah, blah, blah. But I thought about that shit later on. I said, nigga, that was about the most selfish, non-well-thought-out, wackest shit you could have ever done. And for years, that ate at me. It ate at me. It ate at me. And this is when I was drinking. And I'm thinking to myself, like, if it's eating at me, imagine what she had to be thinking. Like, you supposed to come down here and spend a weekend with me, and you about to go break out, do what? So, like I said, that ate at me, probably because I wasn't drinking. If I was drinking, I probably wouldn't have meant shit to me. But because it was fresh in my mind, even though at the time I was just, you know, all hype and, you know, had this new toy and I just, so I wanted to hook up the amp, plus get back to Philly and jump on the stage. Whack. Whack, whack, whack. So, what do you think that people who are under the influence, who mouth off and do crazy shit and say all kinds of outlandish and negative things to people, what do you think they have to deal with? If they ever have to deal with it. Well, most people who start drinking never stop drinking. I'm one of those who did stop. But a lot of people just keep adding on. They just keep adding on. So when we say that a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, maybe it depends on what kind of mind we're talking about. Because all sober minds ain't the same. And all drunk minds or minds under the influence ain't the same. But you can best believe if you're under the influence, you done said and done some old shit that is mad unacceptable. Mad unacceptable. Again, I'm going to take off my sneakers. These mine. The socks, too. Anyway. You know, I said, has anyone experienced an intervention behind their drunken emotional outburst? One Up M says, what if you have a super very loyal woman, but when she drinks, absolutely opens her legs to everyone? Is it her fault? She would die for you, but gets drunk and regrets or doesn't remember. Damn, One Up M. Opens her legs to everybody. I'm going to tell you this. One Up M. It's hard for me to believe that somebody who opens their legs up to everybody or anybody when they're drinking keeps them closed to everybody else when they're sober. It's hard for me to believe that. Now, yeah, there have been plenty of women who have basically blown the whole baseball team, basketball, football team, and done stuff like that. But they didn't necessarily have to be under the influence. They may have been under the influence of popularity. You know, some people just feel the need to be needed. But if you have a woman who is promiscuous when she's drunk, promiscuous, not just sexually free, so not just there for you, but, you know, will be there with anybody. It's funny that you said that she would die for you, but gets drunk and regrets or doesn't remember. Because I guess if somebody would die for you, we're associating that with loyalty. But how can you be loyal if you can't be trusted when you drink to not make catastrophic decisions? Like, I mean, she could mess around, bring you HIV or some other kind of burn, STD. Plus, I mean, so that means every time she drinks, if she's out with her friends or family members and you're not around, you can't trust her at all. So that's not a good look, man. Okay. Okay, you was just playing around. Okay, cool. He said, I just started letting her drink daily now. I charge a fee at the door. Okay, all right, I got you. But honestly, that's a situation that many men have had to deal with. They know that their woman gets a little frisky. So if she likes, she gets a little frisky when she drinks. So if she likes a certain man or whatever, then he has the real opportunity to get with her if she's drinking. Many men have had, I've known dudes who had women like that. Like, yo, that's his chick. He'd be better just having that be his side chick or friends with benefits or something like that. Because watch, as soon as she starts drinking, man, go over there, just touch her arm or something like that and tell her you want to see her in another room. You want to tell her something. She going to go for it. When she drink, it's on. It's on. So although you might have been playing around about it, that's a real situation for some men. I've known men who've had to deal with that with their wives. Yes, with their actual spouses. But once again, so we say a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Well, how? How? When we don't trust anything else that a drunk or high person does, we don't want to, we're not down to lend them our car. We don't want them around our kids. We may not trust them with our spouses. We surely are not taking them to any business meetings or around any influential people that we may need to be trying to form a relationship with. We don't want them doing that, but on a personal level, we believe what they say when they drunk because they're talking bad about us. And we believe that they feel bad about us, even though when they are sober, they're not talking that way, acting that way, being that way. So when they got drunk, they said that you got a big forehead. They said that you got a big forehead when they got drunk. Now, you know damn well your ponytail is back here and your hairline starts here. Come on, Ma. Your hairline starts here. You know how many women out here got the big forehead because they hair, you know, I don't know, you can edges, whatever. Your hair starting here. You got a bunch of hair back there, but it ain't starting till here. It ain't starting here. It ain't starting here. It's starting here. So yeah, you got a big forehead. It's not really a big forehead though. It's just your head. Your hair is causing problems because it want to sit in the back of the movies instead of up front where you can see everything. By the way, I like sitting in the front row when I go to the movies. You know why? It feels like you in the movie. It really does. I don't see how people don't experience that. You see the movie. You're in the back of the theater. You see the screen and all of that. But I'm telling you, when you sit in the front row, it be feeling like you in the movie. Especially if it's like an action drama. It'd be like, ooh. Ooh. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I have to remember how I met someone when situations arise. Then again, discretion is key. Yeah. 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 A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. Yet we don't trust a drunk tongue anywhere else except right in front of us. I mean, when we look at our trust factor, you mean to tell me that we actively hang around with people that we think have no genuine love or respect for us? We honestly believe that they are just waiting for the chance to verbally tear us down. And that opportunity comes to them when they start drinking, or when they start smoking, or when they start popping, or when they start sniffing, or when they start shooting, or when they start, or when they start. See, the thing is, other drugs don't make you start talking shit. I ain't never heard of nobody saying, yeah, man, every time I get that heroin in my system, I just get the, I ain't never heard nobody. Even with cocaine, I ain't no mind. Weed, yeah, a little bit of weed. Weed will make you start talking shit. At least this new weed does. Weed back in the day, people used to be chilling. This new weed, this weed they smoking now, this rebellion weed. This is the rebellious weed. This is the fight the power weed. Not for no good causes. It's to fight the power with, like, whatever you think. I think the opposite. It's that weed. Yeah, so yeah. So where's the sober mind with the drunk tongue that we rely on so heavily when our insecurities are involved? Where is that? Where's the confidence that we have in that drunk tongue? They do anything else? When have you ever had a contractor come fix some stuff at your house, and you smell the alcohol from the contractor or the workers? You be ready to shut that shit down with the quickness. Like, no. Mm-mm. First of all, I want my money back. How dare you either come over here drinking or have your men come in here and I can smell the alcohol. Smell the alcohol. Dare you. Give me my money back. Get on up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Before I have to go get the steel from up under the mattress. Where's the trust? Where's the confidence then? Because you know those drunk tongues, sometimes they steal. They knock shit over. They don't do things thoroughly. Where's the confidence? Don't they speak a sober mind? So they can speak a sober mind, but they can't act a sober mind? Interesting. Very, very interesting. Cal said, Booger Sugar now would probably do it now because who knows what's in it. What the hell? And she says, and I would shut it down too because you're going to mess something up. That's what I'm saying. So when it comes to our insecurities, we believe in everything that a drunk person does and says. When they talking, oh yeah, that's how you feel about me. I can't believe that's how you feel about me. They said some below the belt shit. Like, you know, your kids got autism. And your kids actually do have autism. All right, he or she didn't say that they have autism. They said that they were slow. All right, Captain Obvious. What else you been thinking about my kids? Are you a pedophile? Well, he wasn't drunk enough to do that or be that. I don't know. I guess I'm just looking for justice for the sober. I'm looking for justice for the sober and discreet. Yeah, Captain Obvious. You know, call my baby slow. Well, your baby is slow. But there's a reason. You know, you got a learning disability. One that makes him slow. Shoot. You know you've been putting them on a short bus for 12 years? But nobody can say nothing about it? All right. I do agree that there's a certain way that you should address a person's children. Either keep your mouth shut or make sure you keep it respectful. Matter of fact, forget keeping it respectful. Keep it helpful. If you're not willing to help somebody's children, then don't say shit. But if somebody's kids been doing some shit and the whole family been trying to sweep it under the rug, and then Uncle Frank been drinking the old granddad, and he pointed out, like, yeah, that little motherfucker don't know how to keep his hands to himself. Everybody know to keep their nieces, daughters and grandchildren, granddaughters away from him. Oh, you mad at Uncle Frank? You mad at Uncle Frank for speaking a sober mind? Well, the sober mind been sweeping that shit under the rug and acting like it don't exist when everybody fucking know. When everybody been on the low, keeping their daughters, granddaughters, nieces, and female friends away from your son. So that drunk tongue wasn't speaking a sober mind, because the sober minds ain't been doing their job. I guess we could say that action speaks louder than words, because they've been making sure that they actively keep the girls away from them, but they ain't been addressing the problem. That little boy need to be checked. Something need to be done. Nobody trusts this little motherfucker, but on the strength of you, ain't nobody saying nothing? That's what Uncle Frank said. Well, I'm going to tell you what Aunt Karen said. Aunt Karen, she talking about your little daughter is out there giving up the ass to every little young boy around the way. Ask Aunt Karen how she know. Oh, that's your niece? Oh, okay. For all the women listening on this show, you ever been caught doing some inappropriate things with a boy and the old head around the way caught you doing it? Remember the guilt that you felt? Remember when Ms. Doris caught you, you know, freaking behind the houses or on the side of the crib? She seen you, Ms. Doris. She was putting out the trash and you was letting that boy grind all on you, putting his hand up your skirt, you know, groping your titties, kissing you and all of that, sucking on your neck. And she caught you. Like, Dee Dee. Remember that? Every girl been caught. You know what I mean? They might not have been caught fucking, but they've been caught. They've been caught being a young girl. A little fresh. You know what I mean? Been caught being a little fresh by somebody that you like, love, respected. Like Miss Doris. Well, Aunt Karen might have got tired of seeing you or hearing about you and defending you. So Aunt Karen, as she's sipping her little beer with the straw in it, she's sipping on a little beer with the straw in it. Talking about Dee Dee need to stop being a little hoe. Yeah, I love my niece, but she loose booty. She just like her mom used to be. Now, everybody mad. because you done called, Karen, called her niece Dee Dee a little hoe and done exposed her sister for used to being a hoe. Everybody know a sister used to be a hoe. It was Karen that used to cover for being a hoe all the time. She was almost under the influence of her big sister, who almost made her into a hoe. And Karen was this short of being a hoe. She stopped. She was right there in that hoe range because of you. You know your daughter got that hoe in it from you. You mad at me? Cause I'm sipping on a little. I'm sipping on a Coors Light with the straw in it. This might be my fourth one. You can be mad at me all you want. I love my niece. But y'all gonna be dealing with a baby pretty soon, from what I know, from what I seen. Better go get her on a pill or something. Tyler coming around my house asking if she can bring some boy around my house. No, goddamn, I'm the cool aunt, but I ain't that cool. You ain't gonna be no hoe around me like your mama was. I might have covered for your mama, but I ain't covering for you. They think they can do anything when they're drunk. Liquid confidence. It's liquid confidence. The shit is rad. The shit is really rad. Carol says, but I don't need you to tell me. He says, no, I'm mad at y'all for not recognizing it. Mm. Narcissus says, what is it about people sweeping stuff under the rug? Hence, they say, and you wonder why I drink. Girl is not the straw. Aunt Karen. You know who I'm talking about. I know y'all got the picture. Everybody got an aunt or somebody, friend of the family, who drinks the beer with a straw. And they just be sipping. Sipping that shit like it's a Coke. They be making them cans last too. Them cans be lasting like you spilling that same bit. No, this is like my fifth one. She's a slow drunk. She don't start telling the truth till the third one. She don't start telling the truth to the third one. You good on the first and second. By the time the fourth one come out, she started doing the drunk person's job. Yeah, the niece had hoe tendencies. She did. She did. And you know how you know when a young girl is loose. You know when a young girl is out there experimenting sexually and all. You know it. You can tell by the way the boys deal with her. They may not be necessarily disrespectful, but you can tell. You can tell because they're not dealing with her like they would deal with some other girl that they was trying to get with who was being resistant or who was being discretionary. You know, they come around her, they might palm her ass, they might, you know, they might look around to make sure ain't nobody, you know, they're more relaxed around her than a young man should be who's really desiring a girl. Like they already sure that they can get it. Carol says, alcohol be like truth serum. It may be truth serum, but not always. Because I know people who drink and lie too, making up all kinds of stories. Well, come on now, you know a lying drunk. They come up with all kinds of stories. Like, yeah, you know, I used to own IBM. Yes, I did. I used to own IBM in 74. Yeah, I was getting, yo, I mean, man, I had gold-plated Cadillacs like Isaac Hayes. Yes, I did. Mink on the floor. Yeah, man, you know, like, man, back in the day, I was getting it. I had more money than George Jefferson. And I ain't even have 7 stores. Yeah, that's how it was, you know. Look, I had a wife. I had a girlfriend. I had a harem. I had a polygamous situation. I had a concubine, and I just had, you know, regular hoes around the way. But those was in my pimp days. I'm different now. Back then I'm from Detroit, so you know, I mean, I grew up being a pimp. Pimping was all I knew. You had to pimp to get by. Second grade, I had my second grade teacher hoeing. Shout out to Miss Podolsky. Yeah, I had Miss Podolsky on a stroll. Ask my dad. Don't act like we don't know no lying ass drunks. Don't do it. Because my uncle was a lying ass drunk. Now, you want to talk about somebody who drank but did not speak a sober mind? That's my uncle. I mean, we used to just be like, even his truth was lie-laced. It was lie-laced. I'd be like, damn, everything? Yeah, everything. Because here come the stories, the embellishments, he putting the sauce on the truth. Like, the truth boring. We got to put some seasoning on that shit. You hand me that adobo. Some Worcestershire sauce and some, you know what, give me a little teriyaki and some Lawry's. Mm-hmm. Emily in the house. I said, Emily Dunlap in the house. I said, Emily. Carol says, laugh my ass off. IBM and GM, and now I own Google. Yeah, I had stock and all that shit, man. I had so many shares. I had more shares than a post about Cat Williams. I had more shares than a viral post. I was damn near the chairman. I had money coming in hand over foot. Carol Chamberlain says, one of my brothers can lie like a rug when he... That's what I'm saying. Be talking all kinds of shit. So which is it? A sober mind, I mean a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, but we know all these lying ass drunks. Sometimes we just laugh at the stories like, I don't know. That motherfucker could have told us that Jesus was coming and Jesus was coming. We'd be like, yeah, he was drinking. I don't know what the fuck is going on. That wasn't Jesus. That was Juan's brother. You know, Puerto Rican Juan. That was his brother. Jesus. That wasn't Jesus. That was Jesus. Jesus de Jesus. Yeah, his name is Jesus de Jesus. Jesus de Jesus. That's who it was. And now I'm broke. Yeah, I took a little hit. I lost it all in a divorce settlement. Wife took me to the cleaners. Took everything. The money. The house. The kids. The car. My coin collection. Porno collection. Everything. Took everything. I'm just trying to get back now. Just having a few drinks until I get back. We about to get on the body here, y'all. But, you know, a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind. I think we have to use our sober minds to decide if that's really true, if it's actual and factual, and kind of make the you know, be able to tell the difference between the truth, the lie, the fact, the fiction, the sobriety, and the under the influence. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious January 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go up out our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Arita S.N. Robinson. And she's raising money for the fundraiser for Coalition for African Americans in the Performing Arts. Sounds like a good cause to me. And also Miliani Layla, turning 68 years old today. And my man Cecil Calloway. Hey, that's my man. And he's raising money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Crystal Collins. My girl Crystal Collins, turning 58 years old today. And G. That Deal Dylan, turning 39 years old today. And also Sharice Jones, turning 51 years old today. And Laddie Adon, turning 39 years old today. And Victoria Bracey Magnum, turning 52 years old today. And David Nell, turning 53 years old today. And Med Clifton Watford, turning 30 years old today. And Shantae Watley, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, hailing from the England, from the London, England, even though, you know, she's from Middle Eastern descent, my girl, Uzma Shaquille, turning 38 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious January 28th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I said, man, and listen. A drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, liquid confidence. Drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, liquid confidence. Drunk tongue speaks a sober mind, liquid confidence. Can you believe in them? Can you believe in them? I choose not to really believe, because when people talk, why they deceive, they try to paint, push us in, make things clear that I'm really not even there. But you are here, and I'm here, and we dare to be believing in these cats and really just trying to scare you into believing that the things they say are true, but they've been drinking like a motherfucking fish with you. So if you don't trust yourself and you were under influence, then how did you meant to? Believe them. Don't do that shit. It ain't going to win. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back to... Whoa. Let's talk about this for a second. I don't know. This whole week coming up, I got to work from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. What we going to do? What we going to do? You know, the more I think about this, the more I realize I didn't really think this thing out. I haven't really thought this out. Now, when I was working from from 9:30 to 6 a.m. I had a whole itinerary of how my sleep schedule and all of that, but, and it's only for this week, I think. So we're going to fit a show in somewhere. It might be during the day. But it ain't going to be early in the day. I can guarantee you that. I don't know. We'll see. Stay tuned, man. I mean, if it sends you the notifications, just come on through. We're going to make it happen. Carol says, oh, I guess I won't be seeing those shows. Those are some strange hours. Oh, no, I ain't doing this. I ain't going to be doing it no 3:30 in the morning. Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So we'll work it out. It's going to be a daytime show. You can best believe that. The sun will be out when we do the show. Just for next week. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Appreciate y'all coming through on this Sunday. All right. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my...